Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grun. I'm joined today by Dale Maley. He is an author and historian for the city of Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love getting emails from Dale saying, I've got some stuff for you, Cindy. And he comes in and I said, what are we talking about? And the first thing I see is paint on his hands. We're going to talk about the Archer House sign, right?
Yes, correct.
What is that all about? What does it look like now? Where can we find it? Tell us all about it, please.
Okay. So as you know, in Fairbury, we have a Fairbury Improvement Group, and that's made up of local citizens and the mayor, David Slagle. And we've been meeting for 2 or 3 years now. In 2016, we got the idea to repaint 3 of the old building advertising signs. So the first one was the summer of 2016, repainted the Occident Flower sign when it was 96 degrees, and you came and visited me.
I did.
Yes, you were a witness. Last summer of 2017, I did the Swing and Steininger sign on Main Street. And then this summer, it was time to do the last one, which is the Archer House. So the first step I do is the historical research on the building. So I went online to the Old Blade articles, and I found where a gentleman by the name of George Archer built the Archer House Hotel back in 1882. Unfortunately, we don't have any photos of the Archer House and the building sign. And then about 1892, the name was changed to the Sherman Hotel. I cannot figure out why they changed the name, and we do have a photo of what it looked like when it was the Sherman Hotel. And what they did, they painted over the original Archer House sign, and they put up the letter Sherman Hotel. Now, that original Archer House was a busy place. So back in May 14th of 1886, the Blade had a little article, and it says, Monday last, the Archer House placed upon its counter a new register, which leads off with 11 arrivals for its first day. It may interest our readers to know about the number of commercial men, I assume they're talking about traveling salesman type people,
right,
that the business of Fairbury calls to our city. The two Archer House registers laid aside show May 10th of 1885 to May 10th of 1886. They had 5,187 arrivals, of which 4,500 were commercial men. 617 people were accommodated in September that year. That's an average of over 20 a day. The average per day for the whole year was 14 people. Remember, this is just for the Archer House. What the Fairbury House, that's another hotel that was around at the time, has done, we are uninformed, but it has enjoyed a good business. The showing of both would doubtless make a very remarkable commentator upon the business of Fairbury. So I had a little article. It's kind of neat they captured how many visitors they had a day way back in 1886.
That's even better when you can find stuff like that, though, too, to talk about.
Right, that's correct. Then, furthermore, they ran an ad, the Archer House, for the Fairbury Fair in 1886. And the ad said, among other things, the cost was $2 a day to stay at the hotel.
Wow.
So if you go figure out what inflation was, that works out to $55.38 in 2017 dollars.
Wow. Okay.
So pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Now, the guy that built it, George Archer, he passed away February 8th, 1918. Now, this is the second sign where the original paint outlasted the second coat of paint that was on top of the original. The Swing and Steininger sign I did last summer, it was actually painted over to make a blank wall. They were only in business about 2 years, and when they split up, they just painted over it to match the brick on the wall. We have a photograph of that. Now, the Sherman Hotel, it was also painted over on top of the Archer House because we have a photo of that. So that first coat of paint was much better for some reason than the second coat. Don't know why. So kind of had a dilemma at this point, which sign to repaint. Should it be the original Archer House or the newer Sherman Hotel? And we know what the Sherman Hotel font style was, the letter style, was from that photograph. And you can still see the letters house for the Archer House, so you can figure out the font style for that. So I talked to some other people. We decided to take it back to the 1882 original Archer House. Now, the font style is actually called Clarendon, and it was invented back in 1845. So it's actually age-appropriate for a sign painted in 1882. So it all matches up. However, since the letters are either Clergon or not visible enough to tape off, I had to make 11 of those letters, each 29 inches tall. I make those out of 3/16-inch thick plywood. It took 4 by 8 sheets of plywood to make those letters. And I take the letters up on the building, and I trace them out, and then I tape them. So I got the okay from the building owner to repaint the sign. And then thanks to Prairie Lands Foundation, they covered the cost of the man lift, the paint, and the tape. And I donated the labor. So I start on a Monday, and I set up the man lift just across the street from the swing starting grid I did last summer. But somehow, my man lives 7 feet short of reaching the sign.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought, what in the world's going on? So I got tape measure out, and here come to find out, the sidewalk on Main Street is 5 feet wider on the north side than it is on the south side.
No kidding.
And that was enough to throw my man lift out of reach where I couldn't paint. So I went back to Ace Hardware in February where I rented the lift, and Jim, who's the rental guy, he came over and helped me, and we figured out how to get it set up. And we had to actually back it up over two curbs to get it clear up on the sidewalk.
Wow.
Two-man job. So I had a good day painting Tuesday, and then last Wednesday was that terrible windy day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And I learned a new lesson. If you get up on a man lift and it's so windy it blows your ball cap off your head, you should call it a day.
And that's, you toughed it out, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried twice, and I gave up. Fortunately, some guy rescued my ball cap that was blowing down Main Street that day. So... Thursday, though, was a beautiful day, and I was able to finish the sign up. So if you get a chance, come over to Fairbury and check out Main Street. We now have all three old building advertising signs repainted. There's 10 historic murals depicting various aspects of Fairbury history. So you can take a scenic stroll down Main Street and then go shopping or eat lunch at one of our many restaurants.
Well, very good. I know we're going to have you back tomorrow, too. What are we going to be talking about then?
Speaking of murals, we had a availability for two more slots to display two more things. So I'm going to talk about what those two are going to be.
Very good. We've been speaking with Dale Maley. He is an author and historian for the city of Fairbury. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.